Greetings, everyone. It is now time for Marked Safe, tales of your very favorite and most beloved man-made disasters. On Marked Safe, we discuss events and details that some may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Please listen responsibly. And now, here with your hosts, Brianne and Melanie, this is Marked Safe.
So, I think that tonight, well, I know this isn't something that I decide on the fly as we start recording, that we are going to do an episode about balloons tonight.
I'm really excited about balloons. And
this is very timely for two reasons. The first one is that this drops on my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom!
Here's 1.4 million balloons for you.
Oh, that's a lot of balloons.
Do we have, let's see, do we have anything else to celebrate? I think we do. I think we have something else to release 1.4 million balloons into the environment for. So, everybody, do you remember a few months ago, well, I guess it wasn't months, a few episodes ago, the poltergeist episode, well, it was 2 months ago.
Yeah, it was a good spooky season.
Yeah, when we were lamenting the fact that Melanie is done making babies now that she's had four and wouldn't get to use the name John Mellencamp for one.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's a crime. It's a missed opportunity. And I think that the force of my disappointment that she didn't get to use that name kind of knocked her up.
I'm pregnant, y'all.
And I'm the father.
Yeah, John Melanie, we really missed an opportunity with that one.
I mean, it's not too late. And you could call it John Mellencamp for short. It's not too late.
I'm really sad.
Why?
Because that would have been awesome.
Oh, Melanie, your best days are ahead of you.
Maybe I just need another baby. No.
You do.
That's no.
What you need.
No.
John Mellencamp.
I'm taking this. No, we're not doing that. I'm moving on. No more babies. I've had enough. Man, just going back and listening to that where I'm like, no. I'm pretty sure I was knocked up when I said that.
It would have been real close.
So I need to know, am I, like, on the hook with naming this baby John Mellencamp?
I'm afraid you are. Since this is the only reason I knocked you up from across the country.
I'm so fucked.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter what you name it. I'm going to call it that.
Little baby John Mellencamp.
So how... Jesus, how far are you?
I'm not very far. I'm only, well, I'll be 9 weeks. I have my ultrasound on Wednesday, which is exciting. Hopefully we can see just one, because the...
If you don't, you can name one John and one Mellencamp.
Oh, Jesus. That sounds like a crime. Yeah, there was...
You
know...
You share my early announcer philosophy, which is that if something were to happen, God forbid, what's the point of... being alone with it, which is
lots of big learning lessons. Didn't think this was gonna be one of them when we were getting into podcasting.
Yes, yeah, so now I will have to be a little more careful with my laser beams and where I'm pointing them. I'm sorry, congratulations.
We're gonna lose so many listeners because they're gonna be scared that you're gonna knock them up.
I am the father. I am. You're pregnant right now, everybody.
Yeah. So hopefully there's just one. A couple weeks ago, I cracked 8 eggs, and every single one of them was a double yolk. So there's that.
That didn't come from me.
Yep. That was crazy. And I also found out they have egg cartons that specifically make double egg yolk.
Was this not one?
This was not one. Because
oh God, I figured it was one.
No, Cody cracked one, and it was a single thing. Yolk. I just heard...
Oh no!
All mine were double.
Oh, Melanie.
Cody's was a single. That was the strangest fucking thing. I have pictures. I'll post it online.
Yeah, right around the time that you posted that originally, I don't remember where I saw it, but I saw someone else, I think in one of my Facebook groups, who had posted like a bunch of double yolk eggs. And they were like, oh no, what does it mean? This is crazy. And people were like, it means you bought a double yolk egg box. They sell them that way. And they looked and like, it was there on the box.
Oh, no, so, mine was.
So then you posted that. And I was like, I'm not going to tell her. I'm just going to
no,
let her think
it was,
this is some spooky. Okay.
It was it normal. It was normal.
Okay.
Because I sent a picture to the aunts too.
You're fucked.
And Aunt Veda was like, you're having twins. And Aunt Carolyn was like, oh, I used to buy my eggs like that. And of course, that's the first thing I did was run back. And I'm like, well, that wouldn't make sense because Cody had one. Well, then they screwed us on an egg. But no, it was just this. It's literally the same 18 pack of Walmart brand great value eggs. It's the same kind I get every week.
Oh, man. You're fucked.
I'm so literally I'm fucked.
Oh, damn, this is an after dark episode. I'm going to have to click that explicit content button on Buzzsprout extra hard this time.
You said extra hard.
I know. Hey, we haven't had any good dick jokes in a while.
No, we haven't. Gosh, we're giving everybody the shaft.
It was trying to be our brand for a minute there. I don't know what happened.
No.
Well, let's have a ball and get into our episode.
I'm really excited about this.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to, like, oversell how light this is because, I mean, it's not completely light, but...
It's balloons.
It's lighter than your last episode.
Jesus. Yeah. I mean,
the bar is low, but it is lighter.
Okay.
So, here we go with our balloon episode. Okay. So, I don't know if this is... like an actual time or generational thing or what. But do you remember when everything was about setting records, like the Guinness Book of World Records?
Oh, yeah. That's, I mean.
It was a thing.
I'd probably say like maybe late 80s, early 90s, real big thing.
That is pretty much exactly, yeah, that's exactly the time frame I'm thinking. I mean, obviously, like, records are still being set. I just feel like there was that time period, which is, you know, 80s, 90s, exactly when you said, when everybody was just trying to set records for dumb shit, just to say they did.
Do you want to set a record? Like, if you ever had that desire.
Longest running podcast.
Oh my gosh. You know, I was looking at stuff. There's people that have, like, when I'm on these, like, little groups and stuff, and it's like, I've been podcasting since 2009. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we're never going to top the Savage Love cast.
Like, I didn't realize that podcasts have been going that long.
Technically, they've been going longer than that.
Yeah, that's... Well, no, they have to be because there was an interview I was looking up from a podcast that was earlier than 2009.
Yeah, I just looked it up. I listened to Dan Savage's very NS for W... relationship column podcast, and it started in 2006.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't think we're actually going to top that, but no, I don't. Do you? You very much seem like a record person.
I'm gonna have the most babies. Just kidding. It's not fucking happening.
I mean, what if it's one baby for every yolk in that thing?
Ugh.
All of the yolks combined.
No, 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 no. I would love to break a record. I don't know really potentially what record I could break. Mm. There's got to be something out there for me, though.
I mean, if you start looking at the records that are out there... They're stupid.
I probably could have...
There's a lot.
...broken a record a long time ago with something really disgusting that I did growing up. But I stopped that and removed the evidence. So That was probably my only chance.
You can't possibly think you're just going to say that and then just slide on by it.
It's really gross. It's okay. No, it's like the grossest thing in the whole entire world.
You can't just say that, though.
I'm like, you should see my face right now. I feel it. It's so hot. It's really gross.
Okay. Do you remember the podcast that I got you to start listening to, Sinisterhead?
Mm-hmm.
One of them shit in a parking lot. Is it worse than that?
I mean, she couldn't help it. Right?
I mean, if you were a kid, I think you could say that you couldn't help it based on being a kid.
I did this well into an age where I knew better. Oh, fuck. I used to collect my scabs in a jar.
I mean, that's disgusting. I thought it was going to be worse.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I definitely thought it was going to be worse.
I could have maybe broken the...
I thought it was going to be like you collected your poop in a jar. Like all of it.
Who posted about the poop knife the other day? That's like... I was trying to block that out of my memory. That's a real thing. I've never had a poop knife, but it is a thing.
We're not going there. My God. I'm not convinced it's a thing. But no. I mean, what the fuck, Melanie? But no. Okay. What size jar? Like a baby food jar? Like a big jar?
Like a mason jar. Like the smaller mason jars. Like the jam jelly.
How full did it get? Did you ever
fill it? It was about half.
Damn. Just like dense scabs.
I was a clumsy fucking kid. I had a lot of scabs. So yeah, I think that would be my record, like, largest scab collection.
I'm kind of fascinated by that. And that's the thing. If you look at certain records, I'm just really name dropping podcasts in this episode. I just realized
there's so much good ones. It's okay.
I know. If you look at some of the records that exist, it's like, it drives me a little bit crazy because people will just do things that no one was ever trying to do just because since it's not even really a thing, you could probably just scoop up the record for it.
Right.
Like, the most times you ever, I don't know, tickled your toe or something. Like, it's stupid. Nobody's trying to set that record. I mean, I get, you know, like the fastest flight here or the most tattoos on your body or something. But people will just be like, what if we tried to set a record for the most people to ever get together in a purple kitchen and bake a 300-pound souffle? Like, what?
Well, first of all, they better not fucking be doing that because we are in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, I bet it's kind of hard to do that now.
Oh, that could be the record that we could break.
The longest time with no records?
No, like... What? The most amount of people wearing a mask at the same time.
I'm sure some other country has got that one on lock.
Oh, God damn it.
It's not going to be us.
Yeah, you're shitting on my dreams.
I know. Just sprinkling scabs all over.
It's body glitter. Literally. Oh,
no.
I told you I'm disgusting.
Oh, for the sake of our podcast, we might have to bleep that out. Not even the original thing, but that joke. Okay, I forgive you. Shit.
I'm fired.
This is the content people are here for, or not. I don't know. Okay.
Okay, tell me about balloons.
I'm professional again. I'm professional again. Right before...
When were we professional?
Right before we started this call, I called one of my kids unprofessional. She's 4. So, okay.
All right.
I don't know if that is, like, really still the same level of thing. Like, it's possible that I just don't gravitate toward that type of media anymore and it's still going strong. I don't know. I do remember being extremely fascinated and kind of freaked out by, like, outliers of things, particularly the size when I was a kid, like things that were way bigger than they should have been. Like, I was really freaked out by whales. I'm still really freaked out by whales. I'm trying to get my almost 6-year-old freaked out by whales. And she's like, yeah, mom, they're really big. And I'm like, but watch this video. Look how big. And she's like, yeah, pretty big. She doesn't get it.
We need to get you on like a boat so you can do some whale watching. It's so cool.
Have you done whale watching?
I've done it several times. Well, I lived in California for a little while and then briefly did some, it wasn't even real work. I helped a buddy of mine serving and bartending on a yacht for a little bit. And he was real good at like tracking them down. So I got to see some whales doing that. And then in Oregon, we got to see some whales. My in-laws, they live in Lincoln City right on the coast. So we would go take the boats out on that too.
You have lived a very cool life.
It's been fun. And the highlight is picking scabs.
Oh, God. I remember being a kid. I don't know, maybe at least 10, but I don't know, 10 or 12. And I went to somebody's house once when I was a kid. And they had this Christmas tree. They had a 2-story house, but the top was like a, it was like where there's a rail to look over.
Right.
But it was like a really big house. Like the upstairs was like a surrounding it balcony kind of thing.
Right.
Wow, there's a word for that. It's not this. They had this entire 2-story, I think, live Christmas tree in there. Like it went both levels all the way to the top. And it completely freaked me out. And I still don't understand how they got it in there, how they were going to get it out.
How they decorate it.
I mean, I guess ladders, but how? I mean, it was a full-blown 2-story tree. I don't understand. I don't understand. And I used to obsess about that thought as a kid.
I freak out about trees falling on my house constantly. It's completely irrational because there will be a tree, you know, in the vicinity of my house that clearly won't fall through my roof, but I still get freaked out about it if it's a really big tree. So I can't imagine being in a house with a gigantic ass tree too.
Yeah, God, I never even thought about how they would make a tree like that stand up.
Yeah, it does not sound safe.
I don't like it. Kind of loosely related to that, do you remember anything from when you were a kid that you thought was a much bigger part of adult life than it really is? Like, I know everybody talks about quicksand, which is super true. And
quicksand was a big thing.
Yeah, like stop, drop, and roll. I mean, everyone just trained you for that. And there's no quicksand.
I don't know. My parents, they always talked about terrible shit. So.
And here you are now. My thing was jumping out of a moving car. Like, I felt very sure that I would eventually need to do that. I was always vigilant. I always stayed prepared for it in my head. I don't know why.
That's interesting.
I know. I think my mom was a little bit into true crime when I was a kid, and I must have read somewhere that it happened, and I was like, holy shit, that's a thing that could happen, and then I just felt like it was going to happen. I still feel like it's going
to
happen.
I did used to own one of those little, like the little hammer things to break your window. For the inside.
Yeah.
If you like wind up in like a lake, I need to replace it. I don't know where that went. I would be totally fucked if I went into a lake.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think the thing with going into a lake is seeing the writing on the wall and rolling your window down immediately before your power windows go out. I think people get in there and they're panicking and they're trying to back up and they're like, shit, shit, shit. And then by the time they're in there, it's too late to do anything.
Yeah.
I think I read somewhere that the thing is like, as soon as it's even maybe happening, roll your windows down. And I think people instinctively roll them up because they feel like they're gonna keep the water out, right, or something. Roll them down.
It freaks me out here. Like, it's taken me a while to get used to, but when like you're driving, you know, on the road, because you have all these bayous and stuff, but it's all like swamped and stuff. So like you're driving down the street and it looks like grass, but if you go off of that, you're fucking going in some water. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
That always freaks me out.
Yeah, I probably should. So this is a listener suggestion, you could say, from somebody who listens to every uncut word and mouth sound that we make.
Is this audio guy?
Yes, the ultimate listener, if you will. He really wanted me to cover this, and I wasn't going to for a long time.
Okay, I have a quick question.
What?
So sometimes when you're really busy, because if you guys don't know, we're in a group messenger chat. So sometimes when Brianne's really busy, audio guy will jump in and be like, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if you guys are talking across the hall or whatever, but he'll answer for you. So I was asking about my episode for next week, and I was like, I'm really looking into this one. I just want to make sure that you're not doing this one. And he wrote, she is considering one from 1986.
This is that.
Okay. Second question.
Okay.
Did he say that before you committed? Like, was he like, she's considering it, she just doesn't know it yet?
No, I was considering it, but I don't think I had committed at that point.
I would just want to see.
He's been bugging me to do this episode for so long, and every time I looked it up, like, just a little bit, I was like, I don't know if there's enough of a story there. I really like very recent disasters more. Not that 86 is that long ago, but I like really recent ones. And I just wasn't necessarily into it. And then I started reading more and I was like, oh my God, okay.
Well, I'm excited. Good job, audio guy.
Yeah. So, like I said, the year was 1986. And the United Way of Cleveland, Ohio decided to release 2 million balloons into the sky as a publicity stunt to raise money.
What could go wrong?
Try to imagine for 1 minute the backlash if somebody in 2020 did this.
Oh my God, you better not release one balloon.
Exactly. Like, that is literally what I wrote in my notes next, which is try to imagine for 1 minute the backlash if a grieving person tried to release one balloon in memory of their loved one and posted about it on Facebook and then multiply it by 2 million.
Oh, right. It would not be good.
No. And I mean, it shouldn't be. It's bad. But wow. But
times have changed.
Yes. This was a simpler and more clueless and more problematic time. So they called it Balloon Fest 86 and it got underway.
Balloon Fest.
I think they did pick biodegradable balloons. So that's good.
That's pretty progressive for the late 80s. Yeah,
I know. I know. It didn't help. But no. I mean, I guess maybe it helped in that what happened could have been even worse. But this was also intended to be kind of a little bit of PR for the city of Cleveland, Ohio. And they interviewed somebody who said, quote, "We are a happening city with a hard G at the end, not happening. We are a happening city. We are on the move. We are no longer the butt of jokes."
Oh.
He jinxed them.
Poor Cleveland. Cody's stepmom's from Cleveland.
Yeah, I've been there. It's still the butt of jokes. That's all there is to say about it. Didn't fix it.
It's the reason why their football team is called the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, God. I didn't know that, but I am also not surprised. So, this was the kind of thing that would have absolutely horrified and fascinated me as a 10-year-old horrible ghoul. And it still does, which is the logistics.
Yeah.
Just the idea of something so massive in scale in a place that it's not supposed to be. Like, is it just me?
No, that's a lot of balloons I wonder how much space that takes.
Yeah, it creeps me out, but I don't know if it's creepy to other people. I feel like that should be a universal reaction, but I've never really heard anybody mention it, just being unsettled by the scale of something just big.
Well, it doesn't belong.
It disturbs me and fascinates me. So a balloon company from LA was running this, and they spent 6 months working on a three-story structure the size of a city block.
Mm, that's how much space.
That's how much space.
That's a lot quite of a space.
Uh-huh. The guy in charge even lived in Cleveland for a month to work on the project.
That poor guy.
And yeah, and he did this interview where he was, it was awkward. He was like, yeah, I've lived here for a month and it's a really nice city. I would consider living here. And my friends in LA, they think I'm crazy, but I swear it's a nice city. Like, oh my God, you're not helping. It is a happening city.
Happening.
It is no longer the butt of jokes. Yet here I am making several. So this structure was designed to withstand winds of up to 90 miles per hour, which is kind of a red herring because this has nothing to do with it blowing over. It was covered in this kind of a net to hold the balloons. The net was one piece, and it had been made by the same company who made the space shuttle's cargo nets.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. And as I was writing this, it brought up a little bit of childhood trauma.
Uh-oh.
And I will tell you my stupid childhood story now that you told me about your scabs. It's bad in a completely different way. So, when I was four, do you know what Osco is?
I do not.
Okay. It's it was a drugstore in at least Indiana when I was a kid, like Walgreens, CVS kind of thing. It was I think always smaller than those, and I remember it as being kind of janky, almost like a dollar store drugstore.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe that's just my own perception of it and I'm impugning the name of Osco for no reason. So we went there one time with my mother, and you need to know that as much as I don't really care about anyone who maybe doesn't like me now, I cared very much as a child.
Aw, baby
so
Brian.
So very much. I was the ultimate teacher's pet kind of kid. I was raised as an only child. I had a lot of adults around me, and I was just, I could never, and my mom was really a gentle parent. Like, she wasn't critical or harsh or anything, and I was a good kid. I made it easy, except this day. So an adult scolding me or disapproving of me or not liking me in any fathomable way would have been
crushing.
Crushing. Yes, exactly. So we went to Osco and I was four, and they, you know how they have those balloons in the little net up there to stop them from floating all the way up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had grabbed one of the balloon strings and was messing with it, and it came out of the net and floated up to the ceiling.
Aww.
And the lady who worked there scolded me quite a bit about it and made me go up on a ladder while she watched to get it down.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
It was the most upsetting thing of my life.
No shit.
I think that my poor mother must have just been taken aback, because that doesn't really seem like she would certainly never have endorsed that.
Right. No, I'm sure of it, but
no. It, oh my God, I was so upset. And it wasn't really about like the ladder or the heights or anything. It was just about an adult who thought I was bad. It was, oh my God. So I kept thinking about this.
Other shit you cannot get away with in 2020.
Oh,
making some
good
4-year-old climb a ladder.
Right? Yeah. It was very upsetting.
That's got to be an OSHA violation for sure.
It's got to be. Oh, I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I kept thinking about that while I was doing this episode, because the structure was basically a huge version of that, only instead of being obviously hung from the ceiling, it was, you know, like this built structure. So they put up this ungodly huge thing, and then they got 2,500 people to go inside of it and fill balloons with helium.
Oh, I don't like that going inside of the net thing.
I don't know. I have very mixed feelings about it.
No.
I've watched a lot of videos, and it actually looks kind of fun.
No, no, thank you. I don't like it.
It was mostly high school kids, and in videos, I mean, it looks cool, and it looks very satisfying, because you have all these empty balloons to fill, and then you fill them, and you just let them go, and they float to the top. It's just something so satisfying about completing a task and then having it literally just float to the ceiling and be done.
Oh my God, I'm so dumb. Like, because I was just sitting there because you were like, oh, they went in to, you know, blow them up. And in my brain, I'm like, God, their cheeks must really hurt. And then I forgot that it was a fucking balloon.
I mean, they were in pain. We'll get to that. But it was not their cheeks that were the problem.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. It was just so fun. And it had like a space astronaut vibe to me. I started thinking about, it's a stupid train of thought, really, but I started thinking about, you know, getting things done around the house or in your life. And as you finish, it just floats away and then it's gone.
Oh my gosh.
You have to watch the video to understand, I think, but there was something very satisfying about that video. But it wasn't completely as lighthearted as that. They had started early the day before the launch and they continued pretty late. And they didn't have to use their cheeks, but they did have to manually tie them off.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So their fingers turned numb, and then their fingers bled. And then they couldn't continue without their fingers being wrapped in medical tape.
Mm, and they're volunteers, correct?
Yeah, and they're mostly high school students.
Nah, no one gives a shit about high school students.
Yeah, apparently not. I watched... Okay, this is ridiculous. I watched a video where they were interviewing a balloon artist who could tie off a balloon in 2 or 3 seconds. And they asked him how long they thought the kids would take to tie one. And he's standing there like on the street in a 3-piece suit and his 80s serial killer glasses. You know the ones I'm talking about.
Yes.
Everyone knows.
Was it like a... Yes, I know what you're talking
about. They're coming back. They're coming back now, and I can't. I'm not into it. And he had the most smug face imaginable about his balloon artistry. And I'm not knocking balloon artistry. One of the moms is a balloon artist, and it is so fucking cool.
We have a balloon artist in our mom group, so.
Yes. And unfortunately, we can't really plug her because it's all just local, but she's cool as shit, so we'll plug her anyway. And, okay. So he's standing there with, and he's just, the problem is how seriously he takes himself, because he's a balloon artist and he can tie off one in 2 or 3 seconds. And he's standing there in a 3-piece, like, beige suit with a smug look. And he says, we're figuring that they'll do about 2 or 3 balloons a minute. I've been doing this since I was 15 years old, so it's unfair to compare.
Oh my gosh.
And the audio guy was behind me and he heard that and he like yelled, what? Did he really just say that? Weird flex, but okay.
In a 3-piece suit.
It was ridiculous. So none of this is a disaster.
That is pretty disastrous, I mean, though. It was.
Yeah. So the goal was 2 million and they had a guy in there yelling at them, we need you to keep going. You'll be known around the world. In the net with him, like, calm down, sir. And I mean, they're on a disaster podcast with listeners in 45 countries, so that much was true. That part was true.
We're making dreams come true.
Yeah, they're known around the world. There were t-shirts that I sent you a picture of earlier with no context because you had no idea anything. And they had kids selling sponsorships, I think. It was like you pay $1 and they blow up 2 balloons, which... Honestly, it's sweet. I mean, it's easy to look at this with 20/20 hindsight.
Right.
And be like, oh my God, this is so problematic. What could possibly go wrong? But if you don't know that, in theory, it's sweet. It's creative. It's wholesome. It's fascinating. Attention grabbing.
Everyone loves balloons.
Yeah. Everyone loves balloons. And, you know, the sponsorship thing, it gets people of all kind of ages involved. It raises money for a great cause. It's lovely in theory. Now, I do have to do a sidebar about the vibe at this event and some interviews that I watched. Okay, this is super irrelevant, but I need to tell you this. In one, there's this older lady named Mary Ellen being interviewed by this young, like, 80s hot news guy. And he explained that she had brought 2 bunches of balloons to give to them, like 6 or 8 balloons, and... she had one of the bunches tied around her watch. And the watch opened up and the balloons carried it away. And he's like, so if anyone finds Mary Ellen's watch, please give it to her. And then at the end of this very, you know, lighthearted interview, he bends way over because he's at least 1.5 taller than her.
Right.
He bends way over to kiss her dead on the mouth. I mean, and he went out of his way. It wasn't like a, you know, a hug and it just sort of happened. He he had to crane his neck and bend awkwardly to do it.
Fucking gross.
God, the 80s were weird. This was the atmosphere, Melanie, this was the atmosphere I was being conceived in, which explains everything.
Man, I was already here.
God, making it weird somewhere.
So gross.
It was Saturday, September 27th, 1986, and like I said, the goal was 2 million balloons, but a storm was coming and the people in charge were starting to think maybe they should just go ahead and do it earlier before they potentially got rained out. And they had hit 1.4 million, which would still break the record set by Disneyland in 1985. I don't remember what the record was, but I think it was pretty freaking high. Like, I don't think they were smashing the record necessarily.
Right.
But that's still like 560 balloons per volunteer, which is crazy.
Oh, my fingers hurt thinking about it.
Right. I know. One article said, the scene had evolved to look like some kind of writhing, oversized ball pit monster.
Ooh, that's...
which is...
creepy.
Accurate. I mean, I've watched videos that is highly accurate. It's unsettling. I sent you pictures of the balloons, and now that you know more, are you more horrified?
The picture you sent me still looks like a dick.
Okay. I'm not talking about the one where they've been released to form...
yes, it is horrifying. Dick.
The big
hump, like hill thing. Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're just, it's when you look at the size of one of them and you remember how big a balloon is and you think about how deep they are in that, it's a distressing picture. So at 1:50 in the afternoon, they freed these huge balloons. Did you see the ones in the front that were, like, way bigger?
You know what? I'm looking at this again now. Yeah, I don't like this either at all. Because now I'm seeing the net. I didn't... mm-hmm. I'm zooming in. I didn't see the net. But what are these big, giant ones?
Okay. So they had those attached to the net. And the deal was that they would, I guess, probably cut something and release those, and they would float up and lift the net up to get it off the others.
Mm.
Which is elegant. Creepy, but elegant.
Mm-hmm.
So...
these are like Macy's Day Parade size.
Yes. So, they freed those balloons, and the net lifted up, and they released 1,429,643 balloons into the cloudy sky. And a reporter screamed into the microphone, "All of this in Cleveland, Ohio." They were really trying to make it happen for Cleveland. God bless them. So normally, this would have normally been catastrophic from an environmental standpoint. I don't think that's good, even if they are biodegradable. That's just a lot. But not a catastrophe just in terms of balloon bombardment, because the reason for that is that a helium-filled latex balloon will usually stay up in the sky for quite a while, and then it basically just bursts into pieces and falls.
Right.
But these balloons didn't float all the way up, though. Because remember the storm that was rolling in?
Oh, no.
First, they rose up, as expected, swarming Terminal Tower, which that is also a highly unsettling video. And then they hit the cold front and the rain in the sky, and they were pushed back down to cover a whole section of Ohio.
Oh, no.
The same article that I mentioned earlier, which is a really good one, it's obviously linked in our show notes, described the site of the launch as, quote, somehow equal parts genuinely heart-lifting expression of wonder, horror film urban infestation, and terrifying unidentifiable civic explosion.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that covers it.
That covers it.
It's all of those things. But, I mean, that still doesn't necessarily sound like the world's hugest problem, does it? Like, balloons are pretty small. There's a lot, but there's only so many.
Right.
They pop easily. You could just maybe drive over them with your car. They're not heavy. It sounds more like an inconvenience than a huge problem, but it was a huge problem because where did the balloons and up. All over the city. Mm-hmm. All over Lake Erie. All over traffic. All over the airport. And human problems that weren't caused by it didn't just stop because of some weird balloon avalanche.
Right.
There were these two fishermen named Raymond and Bernard, and they were out on the lake fishing the day before the balloon release. And that day, I think it had probably just been kind of, you know, weather rolling in that day too. Their family was reported them missing when they didn't come home. This is the day before the launch. The Coast Guard was called in to look for them. And they went out and they could see their 16-foot boat that had capsized in the rough water before the storm.
Oh.
But on the second day, the balloons were released and it was impossible to see if there was anyone needing rescue in the lake.
So they couldn't do search and rescue because of the fucking balloon launch?
Nope. I watched a video of them out on the water trying to do search and rescue, the Coast Guard, and they said it was like an asteroid field of balloons. Now, before I watched this video, I was trying to get some kind of sense of, is it like a bunch of balloons floating on the water, just like, but you know, with space between them, just like, oh, here's a lot of balloons, or are they like stacked multiple balloons deep in order to not see anyone? And I didn't completely get that at first, but they did have space between them. There were a shit ton of balloons, but they did have space between them. But it was like, they said that basically what you're looking for is either orange life jackets or somebody's head floating above the water. And there's all these orange balloons, so it's impossible to just, you know, look for decipher. The eye-catching orange. Yeah. And everything's the shape of a human head and the size, so nothing's going to jump out. It's not good.
That's so and upsetting.
They had helicopters flying above it, searching, and the helicopters couldn't see shit because the air was full of balloons.
Yeah.
So, those guys' bodies ended up being washed ashore 2 weeks later.
2 weeks?
And their deaths were attributed to the balloons.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and one of their wives sued over it and settled for an undisclosed amount.
Good.
Yeah. Now this, I was thinking something, and I hope it's not too dark, and I don't mean it to be disrespectful, but in a gallows humor sort of way, what kind of a last moments must that have been if you were still alive after the launch and you're just like, what the fuck?
I don't think it's too dark, because honestly, that's exactly where my head went. Like,
it doesn't mean it's not too dark.
I'm probably the wrong person for this conversation.
But I mean, imagine that. Like, you're having the worst time. Your freaking boat has capsized. You're in the water. It's not looking good. You're gonna die, basically. There's a storm and you're like, oh shit, this is it for me. And you're covered with balloons?
I don't know if that would feel like you're going to heaven or hell.
Right? I mean, I guess maybe they knew it was happening because of the huge structure, but I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on downtown.
Ugh.
They could probably build a big balloon structure and I would not know. But, I mean, it must have been so surreal and weird. I don't know. I mean, I have no idea if they were still alive when the balloons hit the water, but, wow.
I would not have liked it, personally.
No.
Mm-mm. I'm like, so, now? Right fucking now?
Yeah, right? So, less tragically, but still shittily, balloons also covered a horse pasture, which spooked a bunch of prize Arabian horses, and I don't know exactly what that led to them doing, but apparently whatever it was, they had permanent injuries from it.
Mm.
And their owner also sued. The airport had to shut down for a while. There were some car accidents. A lot of things said several. I couldn't tell how many. I don't think anybody died or it was too serious, but there were definitely multiple car accidents from people having their windshields covered in balloons or just being distracted by the balloons.
What is it? State Farm? Where they're like, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
Yeah.
They need to do a balloon commercial.
You're welcome, State Farm.
Yes. Now pay me for my creative marketing.
I mean, you do have very creative marketing. And a couple days later, they had this newscaster standing like on a pier, very jauntily looking out on the lake. And she said very cheerfully, "But the balloons that covered the lake and caused concern Saturday are no longer here today. No one's quite sure where they went, but at least they're no longer posing a threat to fish and wildlife."
Was she lying?
Well, they were. I mean, they were posing a threat to fish and wildlife, just not those exact fish and wildlife, because the litter became a huge problem on beaches for weeks afterwards, even in Canada. The Canadian side beaches were covered.
I'm sorry, Canada.
I know. You don't deserve that. I mean, that sounds like a very American thing to do, have a big balloon party and leave the trash to Canada's shores.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's on brand for us. We did that. And ironically, although I do think that it did officially break the record for balloon releases, the Guinness Book of World Records refused to recognize it.
Ooh, that's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was it because of all, like...
Yeah.
The terrible stuff that happened?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure that was why. It's really hard to Google, because if you Google anything about balloon release records, you just pull up stuff about this. But I do think the record technically still stands. And the Guinness Book of World Records has changed a lot lately. I don't know if you know, but like, they're not accepting records anymore as far as things like eating contests.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think they are anymore with things like the fattest pet kind of thing, because people would just feed their animals too much to try to get the record.
Yeah, that's so terrible.
Yeah, they're not really about that. But in the early 2000s, a United Way spokeswoman said, "We would not do a balloon launch ever again. We've learned a lot in the last 25 years."
The fact that Guinness Book of World Records dirty deleted their event, though.
I don't know. It would have been pretty shitty if they left it in there, though.
I don't know. See, I have the opposite feeling. I guess maybe feeling. They could
leave it in there with a disclaimer. I would worry about,
I mean, cause
encouraging people to try to break it and have that happen again.
No, it would be like hanging up a jersey, though. Like, hey, we fucked up. This is not happening again. But not recognizing it, I mean.
Yeah.
You have all of this damage for what? I mean, at least do something. Like, yeah, it's fucking terrible, but I feel like there's a missed opportunity there where they could have spread awareness on. Yeah,
there probably is. And there were a bunch of articles about people who had reached out to the Guinness Book of World Records for comment or information about whether the record technically stood, and it seems like no one could ever reach them for comment.
Yeah, it just feels like a missed opportunity, because they totally could have just really just been like, hey, this is bad.
Yeah, that's pretty fair. I think the impression that I got was that basically it would have been these balloon people, you know, bringing their accomplishment on a silver platter and being like, yeah, we killed people and we fucked up the whole city, but we did break a record. Put us in your book. I can see why that would be
very, yeah, I wouldn't want to do it that way. No.
And I don't know how I would feel as the widow of those men, knowing that that was in any way recognized as a cool thing.
Right, right.
I don't know. But, I mean, I do see your point, too. That's legit. And that's my episode.
Well, I loved it.
And it's my understanding that you are returning to some really dark shit next week.
You guys, I'm so sorry. So, I'm knocked up, obviously. My brain is fucking mush. I haven't been making the best decisions, obviously. my next week episode is dark. It wasn't supposed to be dark. You had made a comment about, I think it was like a couple weeks ago, about, oh, maybe you can do a Christmas party disaster. So I found a Christmas party disaster.
I would like to remind you that one of the backup titles for your last episode was "I'll Never Do That Again." And another one of the almost happened titles was "Thanks a lot, Haley."
Yeah, no, I did not intend for my next episode to be another terrible one. It just kind of shook out that way when I was already through research. Some of the stuff that I was reading, like, completely downplayed the terrible shit. So, it's not my fault.
Am I going to have to do, a cotton candy disaster after this?
Yes.
To outweigh your incredibly morbid episode.
But I am going to do a poop episode to balance it out. So, I do have something soft.
Oh, Melanie.
Around the corner.
For shame.
Yeah.
We need to interview Adelaide for that one. She is obsessed with poop. It's disgusting.
It's so weird, right? These kids love poop.
I don't understand it. The world told me that if I had a girl, I wouldn't have to do as much poop stuff, but
They lied.
God, she loves it.
My gosh. Yeah. Ava, well, Arya really loves poop. Ava, not so much. She's on this Among Us kick right now.
Oh, I'm on an Among Us kick right now.
And then she, I'll let her play on my phone. And so she's using my character. What's your character's name?
Think Noodle.
It's Noodle. So mine's Meat Sweats.
Oh my God.
And so it's so funny hearing her saying, I'm running, I'm Meat Sweats. She's like her little song.
Oh, God.
But she said, so her birthday is Wednesday, which is kind of cool. It's like the same day I'm getting my ultrasound. But I had her mom make her, or her mom. I'm her mom. See what I mean?
What?
I had her grandmother make an Among Us shirt for her because she has they wear uniforms at school, but she has a dress down pass so she can wear whatever. She's been saving it for her birthday. So
God, we got a quick little second. I thought this was going to be some big breaking gossip about you kidnapped your kid and she's not really yours or something.
Oh my gosh.
I'm still waiting for some gossip.
I really wish that she is 1000% my daughter, but God, wouldn't that be nice to have such a cool kid, but not the ruined body because of it?
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's kind of what I went for when I went foster parenting after I had the first one.
I'm really fucking nervous about this baby. I hope it's not huge. All of my kids are huge.
No, I'm sure your babies will be small. Twins usually are.
Stop! God damn it, stop!
I wouldn't worry too much about that.
We'll find out Wednesday. I'll let everyone know. And it's funny because also we have only, I told the mom group because this is what we do with each other. The moms are usually the first people to know these things because we're like, oh, fuck, what's this mean?
Dude, you didn't even tell me. I found out in the mom group.
We'll just wait. So we just told, I told the aunts and then, we got our family, our close family, but we haven't really told anyone else. So.
Well.
We'll find out who listens to this fucking podcast.
Yeah, we will. Ooh. I like it. Test your family's loyalty.
Yes. Isn't that awesome?
Yes. Get, engage them all in conversation just in the next couple days and just be like, oh, yeah, the podcast. You listen. Do you listen? You listen to the podcast? And, of course, they're going to say yes.
It's so mean. But then you'll
find out. Ooh, I love it.
Okay. This is the plan. So
I don't know why I'm being so vengeful with your family, who I'm sure is perfectly lovely.
Because gossip.
Yeah.
Nobody has sent us gossip yet, so now we have to curate our own.
That's bad.
We're evil.
Save our loved ones, school.
All right, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I think you need to.
Sweet dreams or no dreams?
Sweet dreams.
Hey, Horrible Ghouls. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you would like to share your personal MarkSafe moment, you can send it to us at MarkSafePodcast@gmail.com. Please give our podcast a rate, review, and subscribe, and tell your buddies about us too. That goes a long way. If you want to further elevate your support, check out our MarkSafe Patreon page, where we have shoutouts, goodies, and some bonus content in the works. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thanks again, and as always, stay safe.